Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Tmura, Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud. I'm about to analyze Rabbi Yossi's position and his argument as presented in the Mishnah, where he argues that you could be mamir evarim bishlamin, meaning taking a full animal and saying about the leg of another animal, zu tachat zu, it would work. And his argument is, if you were makdish just the leg of the animal, it would spread to the whole animal through a process that we refer to as pishut, spreading. Okay, now, Tana Rabbanan, let's see the background. I might think that if you declare just the leg of an animal to be an olah, the whole thing is an olah. Anything that you give from it, it being the animal, to Hashem will be kodesh. Mimenu means that whatever you give from it will be kodesh, but not the whole thing. Mimenu l'Hashem v'lo kulo l'Hashem. Yachol tetzei l'chulun. I may think that therefore what you said was nothing, and the thing goes to chulun. Talmud lomar yihya kodesh. It says it will be kodesh, so therefore haketzah timachel v'tzocher lot. What it means, though, is that the leg is kodesh, and what's the solution? Timacher tzocher lot, sell it to people who need somebody who needs an olah. V'dameh chulin, and the money he gives you is chulin. You can use it for what you want. Chutz mitvei v'shabak, except for the value of that leg. And that's the proper yirsa. But the Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda have that position. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim should be Omrim. That they disagree. How do I know the whole thing becomes an olah? They use the same exact pasuk in a different way. Anything you give from it goes to Hashem. When it says it's kodesh, meaning the whole thing is kodesh. Okay, that's the machloket. Now, how can the fellow comes along and buys this animal, which only the leg of it of which was an olah, and make the whole thing an olah? It's as if he's bringing an animal without a leg, meaning only 90%, we'll call it, of this animal is his hekdesh. The other 10% is the original guy's hekdesh. So the fellow who bought it had to be fulfilling a neder where he said, I'm going to bring a vital olah, meaning olah with its vital parts. And therefore, the leg wasn't necessarily included, and he's okay. Strange neder, strange case. Okay, now, Rav Chista, Rav, and Rav Sheshet have the following variation on where Rabbi Yehuda concedes the point to Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chista, what Rabbi Yehuda v'davar she'oseh ota trefa? He says that if you were makdish an aver, that if that aver were gone, the animal would be considered a trefa, then it does spread. Rav amar v'davar she'oseh ota nevela. He changed that to nevela. Rav Sheshet amar v'davar she'meta, something that will actually kill it. Now, ma'ika, ben Rav Chista, the Rav, so where do Rav Chista and Rava disagree? The question of whether a trefa can live. We have this machloket in Eilu Trefot that we saw in Chulin. Rav Chista savala kamanda mar trefa nechaya. Rav Chista holds like the position that says a trefa doesn't live, therefore whatever makes it a trefa will make it a nevela, and there's no distinction. Rava savala kamanda mar trefa chaya, and therefore he moves it up a notch to something that will kill it, and therefore make it a nevela. Ma'ika bin Rava Rav Sheshet. But to say something makes it a nevela, something makes it a meta, how are they different? He gave an eye to Rabbi Yelazar, whether or not you accept Rabbi Yelazar's addition to the list of trefot. If you remove the leg, the thigh, and the socket, it's already a nevela. Rava Savarak Rabbi Yelazar, he says that's already a nevela. Sheshlo Savarak Rabbi Yelazar, he says that's not a nevela, therefore he needs meta. Okay, Meitave, watch this challenge to all three of them. I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe, at the end of the Tosefta, we started the page, says, Nirim divar Rabbi Yehuda, b'davar she'en en shama tluya bo, b'divar Rabbi Yosef, b'davar she'en en shama tluya bo. Rebbe seems to strike a compromise and says, I will rule like Rabbi Yehuda, and I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, if the Aver is something that's not vital, and like Rabbi Yosef, in an Aver that's vital. What does that mean? The implication is, La Michal, the polygod of Rabbi Yehuda, isn't it clear, therefore, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi disagree in every case? Now, based on my new and Rabbi Yehuda, B'davar Shen Shavat Tluya, boy, I understand why you would rule like Rabbi Yehuda in something that's non-vital, called the polygod of Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi disagrees. We see he disagrees, because the disagreement's about a leg. I would learn to Rabbi Yossi, B'davar Shen Shavat Tluya, boy, but to say that we rule like Rabbi Yossi with a vital organ, the polygod of Rabbi Yehuda, so it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, even if you're Makdish a heart, or the head, it doesn't spread. V'tiyuvta dechulus, Rav Chista, Rav and Rav Sheshit are all rebuked, refuted. The answer is lo, chasur mechser v'achiktani. This is how we should read it. Not that Rebbe is striking a compromise between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, Rebbe commented that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yossi if the Aver is something which is vital. And then we have the three machlok at how vital. Good. Okay, now we have two questions of Rava, and one question asked of Rava, and two questions by Rav Yosef, all relating to this. Boy Rava, question number one. Be'of mahu, does this rule of pishut apply to a bird? Behema marachmana, the key pasuk, verse 1 on the page, says behema, v'ayla behemahi, a bird's not a behema. Odilma korban marachmana, it also says korban there, hainami korbanu, the of could be a korban. So teku. Second question, boy Rava. Hikdish ever ledamav. What if you're makdish the leg, not for kedusha, but for its value, meaning, I'm going to bring its value to the mizbeach. Do we now say it has kedusha laguf and then it spreads? So step one, do we say that the kedusha tamim then brings along with it kedusha laguf and it turns into that? And now when you're makdish one limb, akdusha lechula, now the whole thing has kedusha laguf. Maybe we don't have those two theoretical steps. Maybe we can only have one, which is pishut. If you're makdish one aver lamizbeach, it can spread. But to turn from damim to mizbeach and then from one to the whole, that we won't say. So what's the answer? Tishut levi didei. We should answer. Rava should answer from his own ruling. Dehama Rava hikdish zachar ledamav kadosh kedushat haguf. If you're makdish a ram, let's say, l'damav, it becomes kodesh for the mizbeach, if it's fit. The answer is that's not a proof, because hatam makdish elikula, you are makdish all of it, and you only need one step, domim to mizbeach. Achad, makdish echad ever, here you're makdish one ever, you need two steps. My, and the answer is teiku. We don't know. So boy, my name is Rava. So the students asked Rava, hikdish chad ever, if you're makdish one ever, mao begiza, can you now shear that animal? Maybe we can get it from here. We saw this in Bechorot. You're not allowed to shear your Bechorot. You are allowed to get to shear a Bechor that belongs to you and others. Others are being non-Jews. So you see that if there's sort of a part Bechor, you may shear it. So it should be that if there's only one limb, you should be able to shear it. The answer to that doesn't work at all. Hatam the nachta the kedusha klal. If you cone it with a non-Jew, it doesn't become a bechor at all. It's nothing. Hacha nachta the kedusha. Here you have some kedusha. That proves nothing. Leish nachrin. There's another way to prove that that's not a proof. Hatam en biyado lakdisho. When you co-own it, you can't be makdishit. It's just out. Hacha biyado lakdisho. Here you could be makdishit. You just were only makdish one aver. So maybe you cannot shear it. Barmer abaye mir of Yosef. That's the proper yirsa. Hikdish oram mahu bavoda. If you makdish the pelt of an animal, can you work that animal? So Tashma, Amar Mashem Yahazu Shalzu Olah, Muter Bekizav Asurah Bavodah. So Rabbi Yosef answered, if a person says, whatever's in the belly of this animal is an Olah, you are allowed to shear the host mother, but you're not allowed to work it. Why? Mneki Chush Ubar Shabbat, because it weakens the Ubar. The Ubar is also kind of getting worked. So Amalei Kiktani Yisro Midavonan Rabbanan. Abaye said that's only Midavonan. That's not an Isur Daraita because really the Ubar is not fully Kadosh. So Yachya Filu Begiza Nami Titzar. So if it's only Rabbanan, Rav Yosef says, why didn't they make the Xeron shearing also? So Amalei Abaye answers back. Avoda the Mikha Shagazir Rabbanan. Avoda at least does really weaken and affect the Ubar. So they made the Xeron. Giza Lo Gazir Rabbanan. Giza doesn't affect the Ubar at all, so they didn't make the Xeron. Okay, last question. Barminei, Abayim Rav Yosef. Hishtomim uvlada chulin. There'll be two variations on this. What if you have an animal with shlomim, but it's got an ubar that you did not include in the hekdesh, so it's chulin. Reshachta bifrim, and you shechted the animal, the kodesh, at bifrim as a korban, and you have the vlad inside, which is now mutter as a ben pkua. Question is, did you just violate shchitat chulin bifrim bazara? If you hold the position that they only become Kodesh at the point of birth, which means this one never got Kodesh, did you violate Chulin Mazora? So Amaleh Yosef answers back, the key pasuk that tells us that Chulin Bazar is usher is that it says if you're far away, then you slaughter over there, implying that the kind of slaughtering over there can't be done inside. But that's if you could slaughter there. You couldn't have slaughtered this one there because the mother was a hektish, so you didn't violate anything. So Baimin Abai Rav Yosef, now he just turns the question around. He Chulin of Vladash Lamim. If the animal's Chulin, but you are Makdish the Vlad, which, of course, would be a little bit of a challenge for Papada, but not after we came to the conclusion about him. What if you take this animal and you shecht it outside? You shecht it chulin outside, but it's got inside an ubar that's going to become nitar b'shchita, and that shchita is being done outside. After all, the Torah says, make sure not to shecht outside. There's karet for that because we want you to bring it to Hashem. You can't bring this one to Hashem because it's inside chulin. Another version, only if it's something that could come to Ohel Moed, or Yechai Bachutz. This one can't come to Ohel Moed because of the host mother, and therefore there's no violation. So in both cases, in verse and backwards, the answer was there is no chiyuv. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah and the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.